From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam al-Jawad was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Jawad was surrounded by a halo of veneration and glorification, and his eminence was respected highly by all classes of society, whether rich or poor. The people saw in Imam al-Jawad's personality the scope and grandeur of his great fathers, who had carried the torch of guidance and goodness to humanity. However, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was so humble that he never paid attention to these manifestations of venerations and glorifications that which he was surrounded by. Instead, His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam preferred asceticism and avoided the pleasures of this world.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the beautiful dialogues and these conversations of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. His name, of course, as has been said, was Muhammad ibn Ali, Muhammad the son of Ali alayhi salam. And of course, he was the ninth divinely appointed Imam. He was the Imam who was appointed by the Almighty Allah, just as the 12 Imams in all were also appointed and selected by the Almighty Allah. This is known in the Arabic and is used in the Farsi as Nas. The Nas meaning the selection and the choosing of the Almighty Allah. Now, the divinely appointed Imam, he very interestingly was speaking with his companions one time about this, the qualities of a believer. Now, one of the companions of the Imam, of course, they asked him, they said that, who is the better of two people when in most aspects they are equal to one another, right? And I think it was a question that was being posed, of course, in an era where one segment of the population was quite religious, but you find that there were other segments of the Muslim population that weren't so religious, and there was segments of the Muslim population that were confused because of the various theological, jurisprudential, and philosophical discrepancies and at times contradictions that were prevalent among the Muslims at that time. So here, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replies in a very beautiful and eloquent manner, of course, showing and proving to all that these divinely appointed Imams, their knowledge of course, was sourced in the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, as well as the Holy Quran, and of course the teachings of both of these being sourced in the Almighty Allah. And so Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam very eloquently says, when two men are equal in religiousness and honor, the better of them to Allah is the politer of them, and by the recitation of the Holy Quran as it has been revealed, and supplicating to Allah with the correct language, because a supplication with errors does not go up to the heavens. Now, this is very interesting, because here we find that, of course, at that time and even in the present day, it seems like many people are religious and many people are honorable. And of course, when we are talking about honorable, dishonor does not stem from wealth or political power or social status or these kind of things. But dishonor, of course, results in following and obeying the commandments of the Almighty Allah and refraining from all those things which the Almighty Allah has requested us to refrain from. This is where that honor comes into play. So now, of course, this religiousness and this honor, you know, it does not necessarily have to be sincere. But here we're talking about religiousness and honor in a sincere manner. Now, when two individuals are like these, who are the better of the two? The divinely appointed Imam says that the one who is more polite. So it is amazing that politeness is given such high regards in the religion of Islam. And the second thing before we have to end the segment, of course, is this idea that the recitation of the Holy Quran and the recitation of the du'as must be done in the correct language. Now, of course, you know, we do understand that there are times where, for example, saying a certain letter in the Arabic language, such as a wad in balawalin, the wad is a very difficult letter to be able to pronounce, but we must do our best to try to pronounce it in the best possible way. And on the other hand, we should pay attention, you know, that we are reciting the Holy Quran and reciting the du'as in the language that has been prescribed, as well as in the language itself, in the correct language, you know. So, I mean, in the English, if I started to say, you know, I speak Glaglish, you know, instead of saying I speak English, the other person is not really going to understand. Of course, now, with all the different variables that we put into context, meaning that we're trying our best, you know, it was a simple error, it's not something that's happening continuously, we were paying attention, and then a mistake happened, of course, the Almighty Allah is forgiving, and He will overlook certain things, inshallah. But this is for situations where, you know, we're lazy, we don't care, we don't want to pay attention, doesn't matter to us, you know, and there's no real reason for us to be making these kind of mistakes. And if we do make these kind of mistakes, then the value of our recitation of the Quran and our recitation of these du'as is diminished. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
The important status of Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam for you and I is that when I am asked today, and I should be, somebody asks you this question. Today somebody asks you, give me one hadith from Imam Al-Jawad. One hadith. If today those watching and those here, we are struggling to bring one hadith from the ninth Imam that we would die for, from the ninth Imam who is our leader, yes, whom we love, whom we look forward to when we go to Kadhmiya to recite the Ziyara. If we are struggling to bring one narration from the Imam, that means we have let down the Imam. Because someone says, you know, there's so many hadith. No problem, learn one of them. Hadith from Imam al-Jawad. How many years have we held majalis? How many years have we done wilada? Yes? The recognition, therefore, is there is taqseer. Perhaps, and I look at myself first, isn't it? That we must honor the lives of the Imams through how? You know, in Ziyarat Ashura, please understand this. When I recite, Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad wa mamati, mamata Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. One way to understand it is, Ya Allah, make me live through the life of the Ahlul Bayt and die in the state of love of the Ahlul Bayt. Good. But there is a deeper understanding to this. Do you know what that means? When I say Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad, it means Ya Allah, make me as a person who is a Shi'i, who is a follower, who is a lover, an extension from the life of the Ahlul Bayt. So that when somebody looks at them, yes, like the sixth Imam, like Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, when they look at you, they say, Rahimallahu Ja'far ibn Muhammad, kayfa addaba shi'atah. So that when somebody looks at me, I represent them in the best possible way. I am a great role model in terms of how a follower of Imam al-Jawad should be.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.